In this bulletin, the US and Iran wrap up the first round of nuclear talks. The government says it's ready to tackle avian flu. And in sport, Spain bounces back with a 4-0 World Cup win over Saudi Arabia. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. The first round of talks between the United States and Iran has wrapped up in Switzerland, with both sides agreeing to continue technical negotiations. The rare face-to-face meeting focused on the Iranian nuclear program, sanctions and wider regional security, as diplomats try to ease tensions across the Middle East. Key sticking points include sanctions relief, Iran's frozen assets, and security concerns around Lebanon and the Strait of Hormuz. US Vice President J.D. Vance says Washington, D.C. is seeking a reset in relations with Tehran if Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and support for regional instability.
This is a historic meeting. Never before, outside of Islamabad and here, has the Iranian and American leadership met at such a high level. What the president has asked us to do is turn over a new leaf, to transform our relationship with the people of Iran, and to extend an outstretched hand that says to the people of Iran that if your leadership is willing to give up being a driver of regional instability, if they are willing to give up nuclear weapons ambitions for the long term, then the United States is willing to fundamentally transform our relationship with that country.
Russian authorities are reporting 4 people have been killed, 28 injured, in a Ukrainian drone attack on the Russian-controlled peninsula of Crimea. Ukraine has also confirmed a strike on an oil transport facility in Russia's Krasnodar region, which has killed 1 person. It's the latest bid by Ukraine to limit Russian oil production, to incentivize the Kremlin to end its war with Kyiv. Russian-installed governor of Crimea, Sergei Ashkenov, told the public motorists cannot buy fuel in Crimea in the near future in a bid to manage supply.
The fuel stations in Crimea will stop selling fuel for cash and non-cash payments, as well as through coupons to both legal entities and individuals. The fuel will be distributed only to the state agencies that ensure daily functioning and safety of the Republic of Crimea.
Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says Australia is prepared for the deadly H5 avian flu virus after the first case of the highly pathogenic bird flu in Australia was confirmed. The virus was found on a brown skua seabird in Western Australia. The bird died while in isolation. Mr. Marles says while the case is of concern, the government is working closely with agencies to investigate the virus.
Bird flu, of course, is on every continent around the world. We are the last continent to be touched by it. We're investing $113 million into seeing Australia be prepared for it. You know, we are concerned, and obviously we are taking every precaution we can here and doing everything we can to mitigate this and to try and contain it. But we will be working with agencies around the country, including the Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness.
Fuel cost relief will continue for another month, but at a reduced rate, after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced a limited extension of the fuel excise relief, but reduced it to 16 cents from 32 cents. United States President Donald Trump has been touting an imminent peace deal with Iran, although officials in Tehran have been more circumspect. NRMA spokesman Peter Khoury has treated the president's comments sceptically, saying they're not likely to have much of an impact on global fuel prices at this stage. In the meantime, Mr. Khoury says the reduced excise means essential work on Australian roads is being delayed.
Now, what we saw in the federal budget was the spending on roads in real terms actually dropping. We were paying about 79% of the net amount of the excise back into land transport, so that big chunk of that is obviously fixing our roads. That's now dropped down to 70. So we're heading in the other direction to where we should be when it comes to using that excise that they should be collecting for roads.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer is under serious pressure to quit, with senior Labour figures now urging him to name his exit date. It follows Andy Burnham's by-election win in Makerfield, clearing the way for a possible leadership challenge. Business Secretary Peter Kyle says Sir Keir is now considering the political realities facing him after a brutal few weeks for the Labour Party. Even Donald Trump, the US president, has weighed in, saying Starmer will resign and attacking his record on immigration and energy policy. To sport now, and in the World Cup, Spain has bounced back from a shock draw against Cape Verde, beating Saudi Arabia 4-0. Centre-forward Mikel Oyarzabal scored twice in the first half of the game in Atlanta. Lamine Yamal, making his World Cup debut, also scored. Today's matches will see Iran and Belgium meet in Los Angeles, Uruguay and Cape Verde face off in Miami, and New Zealand take on Egypt in Vancouver. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.